So Pink Out the Park, one of everyone's favorite events at Comerica Park every spring, coming up in just a matter of days. How excited are you for the event this year?
Oh, I'm really excited. It's a really wonderful event. It's a lot of fun, and it's super inspiring to just see the crowd, you know, decked out in pink and to have survivors honored and so much information available to raise awareness around breast health.
How overwhelming can it be for that much support to be in one big place, thousands of people wearing pink, for people who have survived breast cancer and those fighting right now as well? That overwhelming show of support, how does that feel?
You know, that's a really good question. I think that can really vary from person to person and kind of where they are in their journey with this. You know, I've been living with stage 4 breast cancer for 12 years. So for me, I've had more time to adjust to living with this. But if you're newly diagnosed, while it's so wonderful to see so much support, it can be an overwhelming experience in a good way and also just in a really emotional way. But I think overall, most people really are grateful for the support and community rallying around, you know, what they're going through.
And, you know, bringing survivors and those battling breast cancer together all in a large group, is it really nice to have that kind of support circle together at the ballpark for a little bit of an escape from everyday life?
Yeah, I think so. It's great to be able to, you know, honor that part and recognize that part of what you're going through, and it's a big part of life, but also fun to get out and do other things like go to the Tigers game and go downtown and just enjoy time with family and friends. So I think it's a great way to really have both parts of life be experienced in one event, you know, with your health and just with trying to be kind of a normal person and enjoy things you might have done before you were diagnosed.
Why, in your opinion, is it important that the Tigers hold this event every year? The ballpark is, of course, painted pink in the stands. The Tigers have been doing it for as long as I can remember. Why is it, in your opinion, important that it continues to happen, and why is it good that it's happening again this year?
Yeah, you're right. You know, this is actually the 11th year that Karmanos and McLaren Healthcare and the Detroit Tigers have teamed up for Pink Out the Park. And it's really important that the community does do this, because the event raises so much awareness around breast health. You know, we know that 1 out of 8 women will have a chance of developing breast cancer in their lifetime. And actually, this year alone, the American Cancer Society estimates there will be nearly 300,000 new cases of invasive breast cancer. So, you know, it's really highly likely that this disease is going to affect you or someone that you care about. And so learning things such as the importance of early detection and, you know, being your best advocate and scheduling those mammograms and things like that are hugely important. So to see the Detroit Tigers and the community come out and spread that awareness is really important.
And my final question, Megan, you know, I mentioned a little bit earlier, you know, kind of the camaraderie of having everyone together at the ballpark at the same time. How have you loved the support over the years? Do you like to give support to other people who are battling breast cancer at the moment and survivors as well? How do you like being, you know, a member of that support circle, both giving and receiving?
For me personally, it has made a huge difference in my life as far as living with this disease. Being able to give support back to other people makes it feel like what I'm going through is not in vain if I can help one other person. And the support that I've received from my family and friends and community and other people going through cancer treatment and a cancer diagnosis has been just absolutely everything. And I don't think we're meant to go through things like this alone, and we do need each other's support. And then to be able to offer it back when you're in a place where you can support others really is a great full circle moment. So it's it means a lot to me, and I'm happy to do it for others too.
Awesome, Megan. I really appreciate your help. And just so I get your information about your story correct here for our listeners, can you just explain a little bit about your survival of breast cancer and what you're going through, just so I can get it correct for our listeners?
Sure, I'd be glad to. So I was diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer, also known as metastatic breast cancer, 2 days after I turned 29 years old. That means by the time I was diagnosed, my cancer had unfortunately spread to other areas of my body and to my bones. and made it incurable. The normal life expectancy for that type of diagnosis is only a few years, but I'm happy to say I just passed my 12th anniversary of living with this, and I greatly credit Karmanos for my amazing medical team and the treatments that are now available to hopefully continue living with this as a more chronic condition. So for the last 12 years, I've been in ongoing treatment, whether it's been chemotherapy, surgery, radiation, kind of everything and anything. And, you know, been many bumps along the way, but have continued to just pivot to the next thing. And hopefully we'll keep on doing that for many years to come.